supplies and quarter masters?
Well, I mean, quarter masters are one of the service. Quarter master on each army post. I used to be in army, so I still have some of these.
Be pretty durable.
Yeah, you can't wear them out. I don't think they'll take, they're not much to look at. You either wear and tear them.
Yesterday, when you were telling me about the house that you were born in,
yeah.
I meant to ask you if it had a fireplace in it.
Oh, yeah. It had, oh gosh, it had. One, two, it had four fireplaces. Two chimneys and four fireplaces. Two upstairs and two downstairs.
Do you remember what people called that open area right in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
What was that used for?
It's more for protection than anything else. The coals popped out on it, right? Made out of porcelain, it wouldn't burn a hole or set the place on fire. That was one of the dangers on these open fireplaces. And this wood would pop quite a bit, pop out sparks, and little pieces of coal and all, and kind of dangerous.
Do you remember what people call the big pieces of wood they burned in the fireplace?
No, I don't now. Oh, in England they call them the Yule log. I don't know what, we didn't call them anything, just call them just however. The fireplaces around Coast County were all small fireplaces. They didn't have any big fireplaces. I don't think we, our town's quite old enough to have some of the big fireplaces.
Do you ever remember anybody saying anything about a back stick or a back log?
Oh yes, I've heard the back log mentioned. But the back log, I reckon it pertains to a fireplace, but usually a back log, when they talk about having a back log, they're usually going in business for themselves. And they say, well, I've got a back log of so many $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you use it, 2 cents a day.
Yeah, they talk about the backlog as being that protection.
Well, what about the type of wood that you use to start a fire in a fireplace? You know, the kind that burns real easily. What would people call that?
Well, I'll tell you what they have now. We have gas pipes that light, and the gas pipes, turn the gas pipes on, and it puts out the fire and starts the wood. That's the way we do now. But we used to have kindling wood. Plain old, just most any kind of old tenon. Food box, broken up food boxes or chopped up wood or something. Anything you could catch really easily.
Yeah, in my part of the country, all the time people say light wood.
Light wood?
Lighter instead of kindling.
Is that right? No, they always call it tenon here. Tenon wood. You could chop up a stick, good chop up a piece of wood, but too much work. It's easier just to put some newspaper, tin, kind of need it, light it. Those fireplaces all had good suction. You light those things and suck up the chimney, so it didn't take long to get going.
You remember those things that you laid the wood across inside the fireplace?